26-2024. This is the InfoWars War Room. Your election headquarters. 91 days until the presidential election. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We've got multiple breaking news stories today as we go live. Now, obviously, much of the attention today is being paid to Kamala Harris choosing Tim Walz to be her running mate, her vice president. So we're going to talk about what this represents. And we're going to talk about what this means for the Democrat Party moving forward. And then also, how does the Trump campaign recalibrate in their means and mechanisms in order to get people to understand what it is the Harris-Walz ticket represents? And I would say, really, the lack of ad spending from Trump's team right now is startling to me. They're spending a lot of their money on ads on social media where Trump already has the majority of support. They need to be going after mainstream America. So we'll talk about that, though. That's where a lot of the attention is going. Now, this story is breaking and getting almost no attention from the Justice Department. Pakistani national with ties to Iran charged in connection with foiled plot to assassinate a politician or U.S. government officials, or more directly, Donald Trump. What makes this curious is obviously the Iran angle, but also the individual, I guess, got wind that he was caught, tries to flee the country, gets arrested on guess what day? July 12th, the day before the Trump assassination attempt. Now, obviously, there's all kinds of different angles to look at here. This story just breaks today. It's official justice.gov release. And this is probably what they were talking about when it came to, oh, we have knowledge about Iran wanting to assassinate Trump. They've obviously known about this for a long time, even this individual. But then the lack of security that day? Is it just a coincidence that this guy's trying to leave the country the day before the assassination attempt? Is that just a coincidence? Is it just a coincidence that as conflict is escalating in the Middle East and Israel wants to draw us in to help them in their war? Oh, look, now they can point the finger at Iran and give us the reason we need to get into the war. A lot of different angles to this story. And then there's some other breaking news when it comes to the assassination attempt itself. So we'll have all of that. We're also going to be joined by popular podcast host Myron Gaines from the Fresh and Fit podcast. And we're going to talk with him with his expertise as a former federal agent. And then we're going to talk the economy with Kirk Elliott in the third hour. So, a lot of big news to cover today. I may also have an update with the FOIA request that I filed. Well, we do have an update. I'm just not sure if we want to break it yet.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
So let's be clear. Why did Kamala Harris choose Tim Walz and not Josh Shapiro or even Mark Kelly? I think a lot of people are overthinking this. I think this is very simple why Kamala Harris chose Tim Walz. And I'm sure there were some focus groups and some think tanks and some analytics behind all of this. But at the end of the day, you know, Shapiro could not be on the ticket because he's Jewish. And the Democrats have a very big anti-Israel, anti-Jew voter bloc that they just could not risk losing. And they figured, even though they have an issue right now with the anti-Israel far left, no doubt about it, bringing in Tim Walz, who has major support from the Muslim community in Minnesota, which will also bleed into Michigan, where some of the largest Middle Eastern Islamic communities are, that's where they're going with this. And so they're trying to salvage that far-left anti-Israel vote with Tim Walz. But for Kamala herself, now, how much say did Kamala have in this pick is, I suppose, up for debate. I think she made this pick. I think she made this pick because she loves picking white men. You know that, right? She just loves picking white men. Mm-hmm. Except for her clients when she was in her 20s, if you know what I mean. Then she was into other types. But Tim Walz is a radical leftist with his policies. Tim Walz has a track record very similar to Kamala's. So we can get into some of the dirt on Tim, and we will, and we'll look at some of these details. But Tim Walz represents something, and this selection of Tim Walz represents something, which is the Democrat Party is now fully committed to left-wing extremism and liberal progressive radicalism, if not outright communism. Now, I don't like just throwing the accusation of communist out there, because you can look at all sides of the political spectrum in America and show how we're getting screwed by communism every day when we wake up. It doesn't matter how red your state is. You're getting screwed by socialism and communism too. But when you look at their track record, this is by far, it's not even close. This is by far the most hardcore left-wing radical ticket in the history of the United States of America. Even if they wanted to reach for the center, they wouldn't be able to because they're so far to the left. Now, when Donald Trump comes out and says, oh, thank you for choosing Tim Walz, this is going to be easy on us, it's a joke, and there is an element of truth to that. The same problem persists. Yeah, let's call out the far left Democrat ticket for what it is. I mean, look, this is really a watershed moment for the Democrats. It truly is. This is really a watershed moment for the Democrat Party. This is not the Democrat Party of your father. This is not the Democrat Party that might have had some liberal ideas and some policy differences. This is hardcore radical liberal progressives that are now running this party with Harris and Walz as their ticket. That's what this represents. And the fact they go with Walz, who's just as radical as Kamala, shows this is their commitment. Now, again, are they think tanking this? Are they running on analytics? Are they focus grouping this? Is Obama pulling the strings? Did Kamala make the decision? You'll never really know with this Democrat Party. I would actually argue, and this is kind of the minority opinion, I would actually argue that Kamala Harris has seized the reins of the Democrat Party. I actually believe that. I think that Joe Biden's last middle finger to the Democrat establishment that ran a coup on him and threatened to remove him with the 25th Amendment and who knows what else, I think Joe Biden's final middle finger to Barack Obama and the Democrat establishment that ran a coup on him was, I'm going to give the reins to Kamala, F you. You really don't think that Kamala is so arrogant? You really don't think that Kamala is such a control freak that given this opportunity, she's going for full control? I wouldn't put it past her. I wouldn't put it past her at all. I don't think this is what we've expected for years with Barack Obama behind the strings, behind the puppet strings. I think Kamala has cut the strings. She's gone rogue and she's going radical. I mean, if you look at the results, Obama, as bad as he was, this is no endorsement of Obama. Obama would at least cater to the middle if he could. Obama would at least try to hide some of his true tendencies and wouldn't go full commit. And my guess is Obama, if he's advising or pulling strings, is saying, hey, you got to be smart about these changes, these radical transformations. Kamala ain't it. And it's well known. If you go back just a few months ago, or even years ago, and I've got a clip showing this today, there's all kinds of stories out there with sources in the White House, sources in the Democrat Party. Barack Obama wants Kamala Harris out. Kamala Harris is dragging down the Democrat Party. Kamala Harris has been the worst vice president ever. Kamala Harris needs to be out of the way. Who do you think was running that narrative? I believe it was Barack Obama. And I believe Joe Biden's final middle finger to the Democrat establishment that ran a coup against him was Kamala Harris. And she's taken the reins, and she is a radical, and she wants to be a communist dictator. So she's going for it, folks. She's going for it. That's what I believe is going on. And I think even if there were focus groups and analytics and everything, Tim Walz is radical. Tim Walz let the left-wing riots happen, and Kamala Harris helped bail them out. That's the tag team. That is the tag team that is now the Democrat Party ticket. So if you're the Trump campaign, you need to really start focusing on that, because believe it or not, except for the youth, communism is still not popular. And this stuff is so cut and dry with the policies on energy, the policies on taxes, the policies on border, and then the results, that you can run just straight up neutral anti-Harris ads with just illegal border crossings, consumer price index, price of energy, price of gas, price of groceries. Just cut 30 seconds, 60 seconds ads with just these numbers and just bing, 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 bing. Run them nonstop. Specifically on the cable networks where you're getting dominated, where you are getting crushed right now. Yeah, Trump is winning big on social media. No doubt about that. So why are you spending money on social media when you're already crushing it on social media? You get free ads on social media. Why is the Trump campaign spending so much money on social media? I don't get it. You own social media. And for them, they look at the numbers, like from yesterday. I don't know what the number is now, but it's been seen 100 million plus times where he does an interview. He flies out Aiden Ross to Mar-a-Lago and does an interview. And so they see that and they're saying, oh, this is how we win. This is how we do it. You're already winning there. It's like if I have Tom Brady at quarterback and then I go out and sign the top free agent quarterback for a max contract, what the hell are you doing? You already have Tom Brady. You don't need to be spending money on social media. You need to be spending money on cable news networks where you are getting crushed and annihilated. And those are the voters that you might be able to get out to vote. Those are the voters you might be able to swing. But not if you're not even there. Again, I brought this up the other day. The Olympics have like 4 days left. Kamala is running an ad. The Harris campaign has ads running nearly every break in the Olympics. Every single break. The Trump campaign is not even present. Somebody explain that to me. Somebody explain how you are letting the number one TV event right now, with patriotic Americans watching, by the way, politically neutral Americans watching, tell me how you are sacrificing that ground and not even having a presence there. And don't even give me this, we're boycotting the Olympics. Fine, boycott the Olympics. I don't care about you. You're already voting for Trump if you're boycotting the Olympics for whatever reason, the gay, trans, satanic opening or men beating up women in the ring. You're not the one Trump needs to reach. So all these people that are politically indifferent, neutral, on the fence, all they see is the Kamala Harris propaganda and the left-wing propaganda that's just built into these networks. And the Trump campaign has zero presence. Zero, zilch, nada. That is a losing strategy. Sorry, bad strategy. I don't get that at all. And for an RNC and a Trump campaign that usually is good with this stuff, they are batting zero here. You don't think 60-second, 30-second ad, doesn't matter. And by the way, you can pay extra juice and have it run against or behind the Kamala ad. Yeah. So Kamala Harris runs her ads about how she's fighting for a better economy. She's fighting for secure borders. She's fighting for schools and education and all this stuff. And then you run your ad right after that and you show the price increases. You show the consumer price index. You show the energy costs, the gas at the pump. You show the border numbers. Why in the hell are you not doing that? I don't get it. And by the way, somebody floated this out the other day. I forget who it was. So this wasn't my idea. But somebody said the streaming interview with Aiden Ross was so successful, Trump should just do one of these every day. Every day he's not campaigning, he should fly out a popular streamer, a popular talk show host, and just do a sit-down interview every single day. That's great. That's free marketing. That is an easy win for Trump. There's barely any overhead costs with that. So that's no doubt huge bang for your buck. But okay, so you're saving money there. I don't get it. How you have no presence on the biggest TV event happening in a 3-week stretch and you have zero presence at all. And you're letting the Harris campaign run propaganda without any answer? So I'm not gonna harp on that anymore. But now, yes, the Democrats have given you the most radical left-wing ticket in the history of this country. And so that's where you focus your sights now, is to explain to the American people how dangerous and radical and, I mean, just call it outright communist. You know, pick whatever words or phrases you want to use, but Now you've got it. By the way, let's go ahead and show you, and I think it was Patrick Bet-David's team that put this together. It might be floating around out there on X, but I saw it on Patrick Bet-David's broadcast. So again, tell me how the Democrats and their propaganda agents in the media go from Kamala is bad for the party, Kamala is in the way, Kamala's dragging down the ticket, Kamala needs to go, lowest approval rating ever of a vice president. How do they go from that to now she's the greatest thing since sliced bread? Well, you and I know how, because they're just liars. They engage in whatever propaganda is in the moment. But the reason why I find this significant is I think this is really a power grab. I think Biden has given the reins to Kamala, and she's gone full power grab. Now, this could have implications in the next 91 days. And we'll see if the Democrats do truly rally behind her or not. But here you go, from the Patrick Bet-David broadcast. This is just a couple months ago. They were telling you how bad Kamala Harris was. That was the reality in clip 10.
They're telling us she's the greatest of all time and how amazing of a VP was. And this is mainstream media pre her being the presidential candidate. Go ahead, Rob.
Of course, to say that you have the lowest approval rating of any vice president.
Well, there are polls that also say I have great approval ratings.
Swing voters don't like Harris. How big a drag is Kamala Harris on the ticket?
She's a pretty big drag. I think she was arguably Biden's worst political decision.
They don't like her. There's lots of reasons they don't like her.
Kamala Harris's approval rating is now at 28%, which is an historic low for any modern vice president.
We're hearing it from mainstream media, one outlet after another, one leak after another, that Kamala Harris is the worst vice president ever, the worst politician ever.
I think Kamala Harris has been given the reins by Joe Biden and has initiated a hostile takeover of the Democrat Party. And I think that's what the Tim Walz pick represents. I don't think Obama wanted Kamala. I don't think the Democrat establishment wanted Kamala. I think they wanted an open convention. But I think Biden gave her the reins, and she took it, and she ran with it, and she said F you to everybody else. Because that's who she is. That's what radical communists are. And she'll be so radical, she'll make Obama blush. So then there's Tim Walz. Here's your daily cringe. Everything about this woman is so phony. Kamala Harris calls Tim Walz to ask him to be her running mate. Fair warning here. This is about as cringe as it's going to get.
Hi, this is Tim.
It's Kamala Harris. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Madam Vice President.
Listen, I want you to do this with me. Let's do this together. Would you be my running mate and let's get this thing on the road?
I would be honored, Madam Vice President.
The joy that you're bringing back to the country, the enthusiasm that's out there, it'll be a privilege to take this with you across the country.
Well, let me tell you, I have just the utmost respect for you. I have really enjoyed our work together. You understand our country. You have dedicated yourself to our country in so many different and beautiful ways. And we're going to do this. We're going to win. And we're going to unify our country and remind everyone that we are fighting for the future for everyone. So let's get out there and get this done, okay?
Let's do it. Do the work in front of us. Let's win this thing.
That's right. All right, buddy. Oh. I'll see you soon. Take care. Thank you.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
Bye.
That was so organic. That wasn't planned at all. It's just so fake. It's just so fake. Now, let's look at some of the interesting things from Tim Walz here. Minnesota or Somalia, VP pick Tim Walz changed problematic state flag to be more inclusive. So let's review here, guys, if you would. I've got the examples on my desk of the old Minnesota state flag versus the new Minnesota state flag. So I mean, you take one look at this, one of them looks like an American state flag. One of them looks like what you would expect to be from a state in the United States of America. And then the other one looks like a foreign country. It looks like a Middle Eastern country. It looks like, Somalia. There's the Somali flag. There's your new Minnesota flag. Somali, Minnesota. Somali, Minnesota. Why did Tim Walz change the state flag of Minnesota to a new rendition of the Somalian flag? That's interesting. That's very interesting. I'd be offended if I was a resident of the great state of Minnesota. I'd be appalled, actually. So take a nice-looking, classical, traditional state flag and turn it into a Somalian state flag. That's Tim Walz. Tim Walz quit National Guard when he learned he'd be deployed to Iraq. So he got a promotion. He was told he would be deployed to Iraq, and then he quit. Oh, I'm sure the Trump draft dodger crowd is going to be screaming about this, right? Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. Because they're always so consistent. Natalie Winters, VP pick Tim Walz headlined a Chinese Communist Party influence group's 2019 national convention. He was one of their lead speakers. Isn't that nice? Very nice of him to be bringing in the Communist Chinese and being their lead speaker. I wonder how much he was paid for that. What do you think? Do you think he got a nice cut of the check there? What do you think he made for that deal? Now they're rewriting Kamala Harris's history again. Wikipedia has altered the biography of Kamala Harris's father. And of course, this has happened post her getting the nomination. How convenient. It used to say for Donald J. Harris, it used to say he was of Indian Jamaican heritage. Of Indian Jamaican heritage. Now they've changed it and it says he's of Afro-Jamaican heritage. That's convenient. They did it right before the election. Right before the election, they changed that deal. Perfect timing. But he's now also transracial. And so Kamala is transracial. Her father is transracial. They're whatever race they need to be to win an election. They're whatever race they want to be to get your vote. Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, the most radical ticket in U.S. history.
A limited edition exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24 karat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art. This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic. I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like, America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's given you great advice. And silver's gone up and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say, Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support of the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/go.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
And I lived in China, and as I said, I've been there about 30 times, but if someone tells you they're an expert on China, they're probably not telling you the truth, because it's a complex country. But it's critically important for us. I don't fall into the category that China necessarily needs to be an adversarial relationship. I totally disagree.
Okay, so we don't need to look at China as an adversarial relationship. That's, I suppose, fine. And, you know, but they attack Donald Trump when he says something similar, how he wants to have good relations with China, and then they attack Trump. But I wonder if they'll attack him. Somehow I doubt it. Here was J.D. Vance's response on the selection of Tim Walz in clip 12.
This is a guy who's proposed shipping more manufacturing jobs to China, who wants to make the American people more reliant on garbage energy instead of good American energy, and has proposed defunding the police just as Kamala Harris does. I think it's interesting, actually, they make an interesting tag team because, of course, Tim Walz allowed rioters to burn down Minneapolis in the summer of 2020, and then the few who got caught, Kamala Harris helped bail them out of jail. So it is more instructive for what it says about Kamala Harris, that she doesn't care about the border, she doesn't care about crime, she doesn't care about American energy, and most importantly, she doesn't care about the Americans who have been made to suffer under those policies.
Now, the Trump campaign was anticipating Tim Walz was going to get the selection, so they already had this ad ready to go in clip 13.
What could be weirder than signing a bill into law that requires schools to stock tampons in boys' bathrooms? Or weirder than signing legislation allowing minors to receive sex change operations? Try electing the man who signed those bills, Vice President of the United States. Enter Chief Weirdo Tim Walz. As governor of Minnesota, Walz supported legislation that endangers minors, hurts women, and puts radical ideology ahead of common sense. Now Kamala wants Walz to enforce those laws on a national scale. Tim Walz, too weird, too radical.
Maybe decide a little ad placement there in, I don't know, the final weekend of the Olympics. Might be a good idea to let the American people know he's into trans child surgery and butchery. Might be a good thing to let the American people know he wants to put tampons in the boys' bathrooms in case they start bleeding out of there. I don't know what. You know. Might be an idea. Might be an idea there. Now, there's an interesting story here, a huge story, and then an interesting development that hit the news today. This was from today. Kamala Harris was dismissed from intense meetings on Middle East War and Situation Room before the meeting was over. So they kicked her out of the meeting. They kicked her out of the meeting. Now, why might that be? Well, I think there's two potential situations here. But let me tell you the news that broke yesterday that could be tied into this. Major Biden-Harris mistake gave Taliban $239 million in U.S. aid from Judicial Watch. A new report from Judicial Watch found that the U.S. mistakenly gave hundreds of millions of dollars to the Taliban after the State Department failed to properly vet awards recipients. Yeah. At least $239 million in taxpayer money has landed in the hands of terrorists since the Biden administration's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. The State Department appears not to have followed its own counterterrorism partner vetting requirements in Afghanistan before approving the 29 grants to several local entities. So, let's give a broader view of this and then get back to why Kamala Harris might have been booted from the foreign intelligence meeting today. What have we been saying about the situation in Ukraine and the Middle East since Trump left the White House? They were 4 years behind in their money laundering and weapons laundering operations in the Middle East and in Ukraine. 4 years behind because of Donald Trump. He shut it all down. That's how they fund these proxy groups, control both sides of these conflicts, and that's how they arm these proxy groups to control both sides of these conflicts. CIA, Pentagon, State Department. So, when Trump got out of office, they had 4 years of making up to do. So they flooded the region of Ukraine and the Middle East with money and weapons. If you think $239 million just in Afghanistan is a lot, where do you think the hundreds of billions in Ukraine is going? So you want to know the major reason why there was peace when Trump was in the White House? It's because he cut off these proxy groups. He cut off these quote-unquote moderate rebels or extreme terrorists and all these other groups that the CIA, the State Department, and the Pentagon run to control all sides and use these groups to manipulate foreign policy and get results that they want with regime change. So Trump just cut off the money. Trump just cut off the weapons. And it all cooled down. And you were able to actually have peace negotiations. When all that dirty money and all those dirty weapons were removed from the picture, What do you know? You could actually come to the table and have peace negotiations. Biden gets in, floods the money in, floods the weapons in. Peace is gone. It's really that simple, folks. But if you think $239 going to the Taliban is bad, how many of the hundreds of billions of dollars that they sent to Ukraine ended up in who knows what proxy groups, what terror groups, the Taliban or anybody else? That's what this is all about. That's what this is all about. It's all about the CIA, the Pentagon, and the State Department manipulating the world, manipulating foreign policy, manipulating regime change by flooding these regions with cash and weapons and then controlling these groups. So, why was Kamala Harris booted from the foreign intelligence meeting? Well, it's either one, she's such a dingbat clown moron that they didn't want her in there. She's such a non-serious person that they didn't want her in there, which would also lend to my theory that, hey, they don't want her there either. Nobody likes this bitch. Excuse me. So that might be evidence that, yeah, she's doing a hostile takeover of the party. Nobody actually likes her in D.C. Nobody actually likes her in the Democrat establishment. This is a hostile takeover from a woman. It's crazy, but it's true. I mean, this woman slept her way to the top. Let's just call it what it is. But, okay. Or, here's your second option. They removed Kamala Harris from the meeting so that she could have plausible deniability for whatever war crimes or schemes they're plotting next. Like $239 million to the Taliban. I could see it either way. I could see her being such an unlikable, unwanted character that they booted her from the meeting. I could also see it being, hey, Kamala, for your own sake and plausible deniability, we're about to plan some schemes here and fund some terror groups and run some regime change stuff. So just for your own sake and plausible deniability, since you're going to be president, why don't you just go ahead and get out of here so you have no idea what it is we're talking about or what's coming next. Could be either way. Isn't it fun, though? This is the type of activity that goes on in the Biden-Harris, soon to be potentially the Harris White House. What a joke.
Tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you, and we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product, and then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup, and I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we were even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkowitz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, the attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reward a product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night's Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great, Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we're back live on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, where all InfoWars MD products, a premium supplement line at InfoWarsStore.com, all InfoWars MD products are currently 25% off. This is what's featured in the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen, and you can look into all the benefits of collagen and why people take collagen for healthy skin and vitality, to keep themselves young and vital. Superfood greens. Are you getting your greens? If not, try Superfood Greens from InfoWars MD. Mushroom Max. Now, if you're like me, I don't really like eating mushrooms, so how do I get that goodness? Mushroom Max is the answer. Better Mood, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Turmeric is a must-have for me when it comes to inflammation and soreness. Nothing like turmeric for your muscles, your joints, for many different reasons. For me specifically, after a long night of basketball or a long workout. CBD Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies. Probiotic formula. Prostate support, men. You heard that. What are you doing for your prostate? A major issue for men. We have the answer, prostate support. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. Those two things work great together. And, of course, Good Night's Sleep. For a good night's sleep, I can't recommend that enough. Good Night's Sleep from InfoWars MD. All those products are 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A top-line supplement brand for you from InfoWars. It's a win-win. You shop with the good guys, you shop with InfoWars, and you get a great product to support your health at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. Let's do this. The issue of non-citizens voting is very real. It's a very serious issue, and Democrats fully support this. So we'll show evidence of both of these issues. One, this was in Washington, D.C., Democrats marching so that non-citizens, illegal aliens, have the right to vote. You have to see it to believe it in clip one.
We are the immigrants! We are the immigrants! Do you think illegal immigrants should be able to vote?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're paying taxes and you're putting money into the economy for a country that you've lived at for over a decade, yes, I think you should have a voice in the people that are making rules on your life.
You kick us out, you better get a seat right next to us and buckle up. Because it's all of us or none of us.
Do you think illegal immigrants should be able to vote in this next election?
I do. They live in this country. They have a purpose being here. And every vote should count. Everybody should be able to have a place to speak, whether your documentation status. That shouldn't be affected because you're living in this country. So that's going to affect you whether you have documentation or not.
It's not legal for an illegal person to vote.
We know that the Constitution says only citizens can vote. Everyone should have the opportunity to have a path to citizenship.
Why do you think they deserve those citizen rights?
Because they're human. We're all humans, and it's a basic human right. So, yeah.
So we had these protests here today, and it was all about immigration and citizens' rights. What do you think? A lot of people want to let them vote in the next election. Do you think they should be able to vote?
It should be open to interpretation. I think some people should be able to vote. I don't think you necessarily need to be a legal citizen.
I feel like everyone should have a right to vote. I mean, it's going to make an impact on who we want to be as president, as mayor, as councilor, so...
Even if they came in illegally, they should be able to vote?
Yeah.
I think everybody needs a chance.
I mean, I feel like they're not really supposed to be in this. I mean, it's not like they're not supposed to be in this country. I'm not trying to say that. It's just like they're just not official.
Do you think all these folks that came across in the last few years should be able to vote in the next election?
I think that's too soon. That's totally too soon.
America's supposed to be great. So we have like all the resources and all the stuff. So if people are supposed to come here, I feel like they need us for help. So yes, they should have a right to vote. We're supposed to be the people that make everything perfect.
Ooh. Who do you think immigrants would vote for in the next presidential election?
Kamala.
So let's explain why one-dimensional thinking is so dangerous, and this video proves it. Oh, should non-citizens be allowed to vote? Well, yeah, sure. I mean, they're here. Yeah, let them vote. Oh, okay. See, that's one-dimensional thinking. That's not understanding action, reaction, or choice and consequence. So by that standard, don't you see how they would bring in 12 million people just for the purposes of achieving political power? Don't you see how they would flood this country with non-citizens just to get them to vote for them to remain in power? Now, you see the effects in your cities. You see the effects in your schools. You see the effects in that. By the way, it came out, and these aren't even the whole picture. This is just the official allocated funds in the last fiscal year. The Biden-Harris administration allocated $66 billion for illegal aliens. Now, again, that's not even the official number. The real number is closer to $200 billion. But the official allocation was $66 billion directly for whatever illegal aliens need. How much do you think they allocated for homeless veterans? $3 billion. $66 billion for illegal aliens. $3 billion for homeless veterans. Correct my math if I'm wrong, but I think that's 22 times more for non-citizens, guys. I think that's 22 times more. So see how dangerous one-dimensional thinking is and not understanding action, reaction, or choice and consequence? They will use non-citizens as a voter block to take your rights. And they will take money from your pocket, give them to non-citizens so that they vote for the party they want. But I guess now these people are too dumb to have multi-dimensional thinking. Now they've been caught in North Carolina admitting non-citizens are registering to vote Democrat. Clip 16.
My fellow Americans.
You know what? Actually, pause it because I'm going to come back to this because I went long. Let me explain something else before we'll play this in the next short segment before my guest joins me. Go back, guys. Just put clip one back on the screen because how can I miss this? This is the most important aspect. These are actual Democrats. This is an actual Democrat-funded event. They all have T-shirts on. They all have the yellow T-shirts on. This is a well-organized, well-funded event. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is a Democrat-funded event to promote non-citizens, illegal aliens, to vote in U.S. elections. Do you get this? So, again, here's the bigger picture. And we'll play this clip where they're admitting they're registering non-citizens to vote in Georgia and North Carolina. This is the plan. See, the Democrats stole the 2020 election so big and they got caught that they knew they couldn't rely on all the mechanisms because they had to do it so obviously. It's like if somebody was kind of jabbing you with like a 2-inch blade and in a fight, but you couldn't really see it because it was like in between their fingers. So you're like, oh, what's going on? But then you kept beating them. So then they switched to a 2-foot blade and started slashing you with a 2-foot blade. You'd be like, oh, well, you're using a blade on me. So, hey, they're using a blade. Okay, well, we can't use the blade anymore. That's what the Democrats did in 2020. With the vote harvesting, the dead voters, the fake voters, the mail-in ballots, you name it, everything. They stole it so big, so obvious that now we know all their techniques, and so we can watch them and stop them from doing it. So their only response now is to bring in new voters. The Democrat Party is totally illegitimate, totally unpopular. I don't know if they could win. I don't know how many elections they could actually win legitimately with a fair vote, a legal fair vote. Not very many. So they open the borders wide open. They fund all these programs for a path to citizenship. And then they fund all these programs to register them to vote in elections. It's the only chance that they have. So, I mean, obviously this is bad for the country, but you could also look at it and say, well, the Democrat Party is so unpopular and they can't win that they have to cheat by bringing in new illegal voters. So, I mean, they're extremely desperate, and that's how desperate they are even for 2024. But now they're registering them, too. So we'll have that clip coming up.
You've seen what President Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. And you've seen a lot of the things that InfoWars has gone through. And I want to thank all of you over the years for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, because without you, we would not be on the air. Now, without getting into a 2-hour-long story, in the process of the bankruptcy the last 2 years, we were basically sabotaged, and the people that were brought in here to supposedly run things didn't reorder product, even though there was plenty of money at the time to basically put this operation in a position of shutting down. But by the grace of God, years ago, I set up backup supplement line from one of the main providers of the raw materials we were using. And so many of these InfoWars MD products are actually our famous products, simply private labeled, and others are different formulas this company offers. They're all top of the line. They're already best sellers. They're already all over the market and in stores and online under other names. But they are all the very best. So this line is called InfoWars MD. Our supplements are basically all sold out. Only a few things are left, like X2, X3, and some of the other amazing products. But with InfoWars MD, you have Turmeric 95. That is the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You have the Nitric Boost. It's so good for your heart cardiovascular system. It is the exact same formula. So our Nitric Boost is sold out. They have their Nitric Boost. They even let us use their name Nitric Boost a few years ago. So they're the original makers of this that Dr. Minkovich and others have talked about being one of the best formulas out there. So these are all really amazing products. You want to check out the line of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. Get great products and help keep us on the air. I need you to take action. You will love these products. They work really, really good. No matter which one you try, they're already top of the line, tested, private label by us, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD label. Thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.